Blog Talk Radio.
You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you don't know his heart.
A few topics that are in the news today.
and I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to start with some, most of the stuff is going to be kind of heavy today as far as what I'm talking about in the news, and then we're going to get into today's topic of the show. So, one of these topics, I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this, I just recently heard about it, it's called the Superbug. There's a superbug that they claim that is going on in the news, that they claim has reached the United States shores. I know you guys have heard of the Zika virus. That's going on. That's on and popping. And it seems like every year, during a certain particular time of a new cycle or whatever, they had the Ebola or whatever, there's always some sort of medical scare or some bug or virus that is out there that's running around. Now, this super bug that they're talking about is a bug that basically they found it in the urine of a Pennsylvania woman. So she went in for some sort of health checkup and they found it in there. And the super bug, the reason why it's a super bug is because it's resistant to antibiotics. Now, I don't mess with antibiotics personally if I don't have to, if I don't really need to. That's something. But antibiotics on a certain medical level, and I'm not a medical person, can be very helpful and important. But supposedly this bug here, it's called, let me see if I can find the name here for it. It's called a nightmare bacteria. It has another name, CRE. It's included a family of, CRE. A family of bacteria. It's considered one of the deadliest superbugs because it causes infections that are often resistant to most antibiotics. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And I want to read a little bit on something here on the article. I got this from the Washington Post. And it says, it's the first time this colistin-resistant strain has been found in a person in the United States. In November, public health officials worldwide reacted with alarm when Chinese and British researchers reported finding the colistin-resistant strain in pigs and raw pork, and in a small number of people in China. The deadly strain was later discovered in Europe and elsewhere. Well, there you go. I don't know. I mean, if there was ever an argument to tell you to get off of that pig and that pork, I guess this is one of them. One of the things they say with these superbugs, too, is that when you have these superbugs and they're so resistant to the antibiotics that generally they can't really help you. You know, I think it said there was this same article here reported 50%, they lose 50% of the patients that they find in a predicament like that. It basically shows us, continuing reading the article, it basically shows us that the end of the road isn't very far away for antibiotics. That we may be in a situation where we have patients in our intensive care units or patients getting urinary tract infections for which we do not have antibiotics, CDC Director Tom Friedland said in an interview Thursday. What they're saying is they just can't, you know, they can't treat anybody because of the situation it is. The woman was treated in an outpatient military facility in Pennsylvania, according to Defense Department blog post about the findings. Samples were sent to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for initial testing. Additional testing was done by a special Defense Department system that tracks multi-drug resistant organisms. Now, you got to realize, you see, the military is heavily involved in this situation with this bug because they also have a situation, you know, they have personnel, military has personnel all over the world that could be adversely affected by this bug. Not only that, the military knows how to mechanize or weaponize certain bacterias and things like that. So they're probably looking into it for their own purposes to do whatever and maybe weaponize it. And also for protection, because that's one of the things what they say what they're afraid of with as far as terrorists is, say, if they were to come with some sort of bacterial or chemical or biological weapon, you know, I mean, it could really be a problem. So this is really a serious thing. And I know this sounds like some apocalyptic Armageddon type of stuff or whatever, and it's kind of really deep and it's real heavy, But I want to go ahead and some people may be like, well, what's this? You know, it's not the kind of stuff that you want to think about. But what I'm saying is you want to be prepared. You want to be, a lot of people say they don't listen to the news. Okay, you don't listen to the news, no problem. Don't listen to the news, my dude. So when shit goes down and things go down and you don't know why and you don't and you're not prepared to help your family and yourself, well, then it's all on you. It was a good job you did by just watching YouTube videos and all of that. That was, you know, you really helped yourself with that. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, my little rant or whatever, but I'm just saying, I'm sharing information with you. And it's up to you. You can go do your research, go check it out, and verify it for yourself. You know, I find the Washington Post to be pretty reputable and accurate. So, you know, and so that's that with that. So, you know, just watch out for this superbug and this Zika virus thing and all this because, you know, true, you never know. You know, you never know what it is. And you just try your best to just be on, you know, be on top of it and be on top, you know, be on your toes. Another, what else we have here in the news as far as news information? Calling number is 929-477-3093. Calling number is 929-477-3093. Do call up if you want to get involved in the conversation. Drop any questions or comments you may have. In Hiroshima, 71 years after the atomic strike, Obama calls for end of nuclear weapons. Now, I also noted, I took note of the fact that I've been hearing about this in the news, and Obama, he did not apologize for the dropping of the atomic bombs, which, in my opinion, you know, he didn't have to. I don't see why he should. He didn't drop any atomic bombs. He couldn't, and he can't really apologize on the behalf of the people who made that decision, because at the time when they dropped those atomic bombs, somebody that looked like Obama could not even go into certain restrooms, or certain places. You know, he was discriminated against. So how could he be the one president to go over there and talk about he's apologizing for the dropping of the atomic bomb? That would have just looked asinine to me. So and him being, you know, I mean, to me, sometimes they gave him some of the dirtiest jobs. I don't know who this guy, you know, I don't know about this guy Obama, but he essentially, you know, because they sent him over there, he's the first president to go over there. He's the first president to go over there since the bomb was dropped. Getting a lot of messages on the social media right now. Sorry if that kind of distracted me a little bit. And let me get my flowing music back on so we can go ahead and kick it. So he's the first president to go over there since that time and since the dropping of those bombs, and he visited Hiroshima. So that's what's going on with that. The let me see. There's really not much else to say about that. You know, he met with the people and whatnot, and so forth. And you know, he made his statement, made some remarks, and all of this stuff and whatnot. But you know, the other thing is, you know, and as you should know, you know, that the United States, the only country to have scorched the earth, and not scorched it just once, but twice, with the nuclear bomb, with the atomic bomb. So the United States holds a definite big responsibility and in regards to what's going on with that and with that. So all right. So I went through, dropped these two. Heavy load, all right, it's real heavy, this information I dropped on y'all so far, and it's stuff that maybe some of y'all don't want to think about because y'all ready for the Memorial Day weekend, y'all want to go travel, you know, barbecue, boogaloo, hot dogs and hamburgers and all of this stuff, and we're going to get to that, don't worry, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have that fun and all of that, plus I'm going to drop we're going to talk about the title of today's show as well. So the next topic that we have to talk about, we're going to go into some entertainment news. We're going to talk about what's going on with some of these rappers out here today. What's going on out here in America today, out in the world today. That's what we do on the Block Report. We talk about what's going on the block in America, in the world, you know. So it is what it is. So Gucci Mane, he's been released early. If we have any Gucci Mane fans out there, he's been released early, about 116 days early. And they had his lawyer give a statement, basically. His lawyer gave a statement as to state into why the early release. The reason for his release date is myself and my legal team, this is his lawyer speaking, took the position that he was not properly deemed and then credited for the time he was incarcerated while waiting for his case to go to court. Reports quote filing as saying, excuse me, we filed a series of motions after which being considered, the court signed an order in agreement with us. Bailer was sent to the Bureau of Prisons. I guess he's the bailer. I don't know who Bailer is, because that's not his last name. That's not Gucci Mane's last name, but I guess Bailer is him. Bureau of Prisons, and his sentence was adjusted accordingly, and he was released. The hip-hop community rejoiced. This is from Hip Hop DX. I'm reading this article. The hip hop community rejoiced. You can go to hiphopdx.com and get the article. Rejoiced after hearing the news that Gucci Mane had been released, something his lawyer later commented on. The outpouring that I've been receiving from fans is insane from around the country, excited about Gucci being back and able to perform and record again, finally said. I think Gucci was locked up on some weapons charges. He might have had like two guns or something. I think that was the story that I read. And he had got 39 months. 39 months. You know, I tell you, you know, I mean, I remember in 2007, they had changed the law, and they made it in New York. Around 2006, 2007, they changed the law in New York, and if you got caught with one gun, you were facing 3.5 years minimum jail time. Even if it was a first offense. So, dudes is getting fed time, 39 months for two guns. I tell you, you guys, you must have some real good lawyers, some mouthpieces or something talking for you. But anyway, that's Gucci Mane and his release. So he's back out to go ahead and further his career and do his rap thing. So congratulations to him. Hopefully he can stay out from behind them bars. Don't have to visit them walls again. And, you know, it'll be all good for the brother. We also have another serious topic here, a discussion. This one is the concert shooting in Irving Plaza in Manhattan, in New York, where there was a shooting. One man was killed, unfortunately. One man was killed, shot and killed, and a few people were injured. You know, this is an unfortunate incident. And, you know, tell you the truth, there's really no winners and things like this. I don't, you know, so T.I. made a statement on his Twitter, you know, where he was very sad and somber, remorseful about whatever the situation happened, and put out his condolences to the family. And even though I don't know the person who got killed, I sent my condolences to his family as well. You know, as I said, it's a sad situation. So I'm reading this from CNN. Well, I could tell y'all about it, but I'm going to read a little bit from CNN. So, a New York rap concert turned deadly when an argument erupted in gunfire, according to police. One man died and three other people were injured in the Wednesday night shooting at Irving Plaza, where rapper T.I. was scheduled to perform. The shooting took place before T.I. could hit the stage. The shooting had took place. And so they apparently they had the rapper Troy Ave, whose real name is Rodham Collins, was shot in leg and is expected to recover, Boy said. Now, currently they have Troy Ave. He's been charged with, I've seen two separate reports. One charge said he possession of a weapon and reckless endangerment, which, you know, Right, and those were the lighter charges. Then I saw another report where he's got attempted murder and possession of weapons. So it appears that he was shot in the leg, and they're trying to, and the reports are saying that his wound where he was shot in the leg was self-inflicted. They have video of this. You can Google it and go look it up. And, you know, it's a sad situation because, you know, as I said, there's no winners in that. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on, partially what's going on with this rap stuff right now, with this rap music and these rappers. And, you know, the gentleman who was killed was a friend of Troy Ave. His mother had spoke out about it and everything, and he was also his bodyguard. And the gentleman is 33 years old, and, you know, as I said, so, you know, the thing is, you know, you got, I don't know the situation, but, you know, the whole thing is, in other genres of music, you didn't have people running around with guns at their concerts. So, you know what I'm saying? It's either you want to be a musician, an artist, or you want to be a street person. And if you want to be a street person and you want to do music or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And or you, I don't know, you guys got to figure out where it is you want to be. You know what I'm saying? And I think also as well, because at the same time, you see, certain dudes aren't street people or whatever, and they don't get down like that, and they don't have no problem doing their shows and getting their money or whatever. So, you know, I think people just got to start making better choices, and of who you want to associate with and how you want to conduct yourself and how you want to represent yourself. If you want to be considered a bad, you know, a badass and a tough dude in the street, and you want to be able to go at, you know, and, you know, I don't know, man. I can't help y'all dudes out with that. But anyway, calling number is 929-477-3093. Calling number is 929-477-3093. You can push 1 if you want to make statements or comments, questions, and I'll bring you in. You're in the queue. And otherwise, we're going to continue on and go on. I want to talk about the title of the show, which is Don't Wait for Others to Validate Your Dreams or Ideas. And what we're going with here is basically, you know, you got to be the type to take the initiative and take that leap. Take that leap of faith. And there's definitely nothing wrong with taking a leap of faith if it's something that you're doing for yourself. You know, I mean, shoot, if you took a leap of faith based off of your confidence in somebody else, I'd be the first one to let you know, like, yo, you probably need to chill with that. You know, I've gone out there on the limb for other people myself before, thinking that they had my back or it was down for me or whatnot or whatever. And then come to find out, you know what I'm saying, they don't have the same kind of love that I had for them, or they, even if they did, they show it in another way. Most times they don't. And so you shouldn't wait. When it's your dreams or your ideas, you don't wait for somebody else to validate them for you. Because here's the thing, you're kind of robbing yourself from the process. And you want the process. You want the process because you want everything, every bit and part of it. You want the good, the bad, the indifferent. You want the sweet, the sour, and the bland, the tasteless. The reason being so that you can know how to differentiate between which is which. So that you can know that, okay, well, this was like this when I tried this before, I went this route before, and I seen what that presented to me. I seen the outcome of that. So if I modify and alter my behaviors, habits, or routine, or the types of moves and decisions that I make, then it's possible I will see a slightly different result. So what you do is, whatever your dream or idea is, you work on it and you manifest it and you bring it to fruition. You bring it to fruition, and then you look at it, and then you let the results be what they may be, whatever they may be. You may get a standing ovation. You may get rejected, ejected, not selected, unelected. Whatever the cause, whatever it may be. But you're going to need that. You're going to need it. You're going to need it because you're going to need it for you to go ahead and file away in your book, mental book, wherever you want to keep a book of your progress mentally, and some notes, or in an actual book, a journal. You're going to need those situations for that so that you can make those notes and be like, oh, okay, this was that, this was that. Now, the whole thing is, and even if you get rejected or dejected, you know, that could be just that. It could be that particular person, group, entity. That doesn't mean that anywhere else you go, you won't be selected or elected. You may have to just move around and take your idea and your talent somewhere else, or your skill or whatever. Take your persona somewhere else, to where it can be appreciated. So it's kind of like the idea, like you might be a little fish in a big pond, so you may have to move and go to somewhere where you could be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. You know, so it could be something like that. The calling number is 929-477-3093. 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with your host, Tafari XL, and we're talking about not waiting for others to validate your dreams or ideas. So you have to take the initiative to push your dreams and your ideas into reality, to have them manifest, so that you could propel yourself into the realm of success by risking the chance of failing. You see, you can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to fail monumentally. You know, you have to take that chance. It's like, maybe, you know, I can remember a time where, you know, I as a young artist or whatever, and I'm with my music and whatnot, and I'm writing, or I go. I remember one time I took the mic at a backyard party, and I started rapping my ass off and whatever. I'm rapping going on now, but it was a birthday party, and I know the people. Them, they was just happy to have somebody come through and just grab the mic and whatever, and just show some excitement. But I could tell by how they were looking and moving, they wasn't really feeling what I was saying. So I bombed. But that didn't stop me from continuing to go out and working on my writing and my performing on the mic. That didn't stop me from continuing to do that. I realized that. I said, wow, this is not really going too well. They're not really moving with me. They're not feeling my energy. You know, now my energy might have been, it doesn't mean that my energy was wrong or that I was terrible. I know I wasn't successful in moving them. I know that. But if I was maybe around another set at another party that was feeling that kind of energy that I was bringing to the mic, it would have been, came off as a success. So what I'm saying is, you have to never stop, and you have to continue moving and doing your part and growing. Now we have less than 30 seconds to go before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. If you're not on the line already, you're going to have to catch it in the archives. So call up 929-477-3093, 929-477-3093, and hang on with us and stay with us through the next 15 minutes of the show. So let me put this on pause right here so I don't have to worry about that music coming out loud like it does when it transitions and moves over. So the call-in number, as I said, is 929-477-3093. Oh, in the next 15 minutes. Okay, so this is the Black Report with Tafari XL, and we're talking about not waiting for others to validate your dreams or ideas. So sometimes you may have to go out and be the only one, since you're the only one that believes you can make this thing happen. You may have to be the only one, and you may have to be that way for a while. You may have to do that and be that way for a while. You see, popularity doesn't really mean success. You could be very popular and not really be successful. And, you know, that's another thing. What is success? Because for some people, success is just living happy and doing what they want to do day to day in their life without having to be subjected to other people's whims, or as far as having to worry about maybe bills. You know, you could be living the financially independent type of lifestyle, and that would be success for some people. Some people's success would be just being with family and loved ones, or having a family, you know, as far as, you know, having a family. You know, you grow up, you have kids, and you have your family, and that might be a success for that type of person, where they're like, well, you know, I don't, you know, that person might be like, well, I don't have much or whatever, but I have my family. We live, we love, we laugh, and, you know, we don't worry, you know, and the bills are not killing us. So that might be success for another person. So for each person, you have to determine what is your barometer, your criteria for success. But let's stay with the validation of your dreams and ideas. So you validate them first. My whole point is that you self-validate. Self-validate your dreams and your ideas, and you do that by taking the initiative to go out and make them a reality, and then promote it, and taking the risk of failing. So how do you do that? Well, you have to develop a strong belief in yourself, and you should also bring with that belief in yourself a thick skin. Because some people will know your stuff is good, but will tell you that it ain't good just to keep you in doubt if they see you're not entirely sure of yourself. So you're going to have that, need that belief in yourself and confidence in yourself, and be sure of yourself, be assured. So so you need that, because you have people out there that they'll see you out there pushing forward with your dreams and your ideas, and some of them will be kind of saucy about it. Because, you know, they figured, you know, some people just don't like to see somebody getting a leg up and moving ahead. So, and they want to be Debbie Downers or Donnie Downers, you know what I'm saying? And all of this stuff, Betty and Bob Blues. So you don't want that. So now you need also, as I said, the thick skin. You want to have that thick skin, because you want to be able to take and accept criticism and use it. You accept it and you use it where it can be applied. And you have this thick skin so that you don't, you know, you can't be going around wearing your feelings, you know, where people can easily just get you thrown off your game. Also, you need a fear or a lack, excuse me, you will also need a lack of fear of failure. So failing to, you will need a failing to have a fear of failure. And this will do you well to help propel you into the realm of success, because the whole thing is you must go and get it done and do it and see what the results are, then take the information that you receive from the results and improve and work on it. Work on what you have done so far and make it better. So, and you also need perseverance and commitment, which is, you need those as well. That's if you really, see, because some people will watch you go ahead and pursue your dream or your idea, and they'll be like, well, watch if they get, if they encounter some adversity, they'll probably, this person, you know, you might, they figure you might quit, or you needed some adversity to encounter some adversity, and then you'll quit and you'll give up. So they may be willing, to help you, but they want to see how much adversity you're going to take, you can take before you quit and throw in the towel. So when some people see you now and they see you going through the adversity or whatever, they may not lift a hand or whatever to help you, but they may begin to just, because you're moving along pursuing your dream and your idea, they begin to move out the way. They don't really get in your way that much, because you have developed this focus, which you'll also need. You'll need this focus on your dream and your idea. And once you get that tight focus, such a focus, these other entities and peoples, they can't get in the way. They can't get in the way because they are not in, they're not in the view or on the path to which you've taken to get what you're trying to get. They may try to come around, get close or whatever, but then they realize they can't stay on the same road with you. So they have to try to circle and take a long way or whatever, or come catch you whenever you come back down this road or any road near that way. But you're on that road. So so that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. And trust me, if you stay on it, and you are serious and committed, you will see what it will bring you. You know, it'll bring you quite a few things, because, you know, it could start from something very simple, and you take, as the saying goes, you know, you have to crawl before you walk, walk before you run. And so, I mean, you take these steps that you take, and each of those steps help to bring you a certain level of confidence once you see yourself manifesting and making your dreams and your ideas a reality. And that's a confidence booster. And as I always say, and I talk about on this show, you have to embrace adversity. Embrace adversity, because there is something for you to learn there in the adversity. And, you know, so don't procrastinate. And a lot of people, because they wait for their ideas and their dreams to be accepted by others before they just go out there and just try it. Like I saw a phrase that said, you know, if you haven't gone out there and failed yet on your idea, then it's already too late. So basically, you know, you can't wait. You have to go out and try it. There is no perfect time. The perfect time is right now. I had a guy, he was trying to tell me we actually knew each other from back in the day, and he worked in the studio and I worked in the studio as well. He was a producer/engineer. I'm producer slash engineer too as well, besides from just being an artist. But in the studio, they knew me as an engineer, then later on as a producer. And I met him years later down the line. Now, at this time, you know, I was hustling, well, doing illegal hustles, but, you know what I'm saying, illegal grind, and he kind of saw me out there on the street when I was doing what I was doing. And at the time, though, I had a couple singles out. I had released a couple singles through my own company and whatnot. And the dude, he said to me, he was like, yeah, I'm about to, you know. And, you know, for him, he must have thought he was doing a bit better than me or something. But then he said to me, yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to drop something monumental. I'm not just trying to come out there and come like that. So, I mean, you've been doing this damn near almost the same amount of time I've been doing this, or if not longer. And you still waiting to drop something monumental? So when you gonna drop it? You know? I mean, if you ain't gonna come out now, the reason why you're not gonna come out now is because you're not confident in your shit right now. How long does it take you to get confident in your shit? That's why you're not coming out right now, talking about you wanna come out with something monumental. You trying to plan when you're gonna have the baby, and you might not have the baby. You know what I'm saying? You planning on something you're not even sure is going to happen. Yeah, it'll be monumental sounding to you, but it might be a dud sounding to everybody else. And where's your fan base for your monumental stuff that you're going to drop? Where are they at? So, but, you know, maybe the brother was probably just hating on the fact that he seen me out there and he knew me from the neighborhood and knew me from how many years. And I had already had a couple singles out, and he had nothing. He didn't have nothing out. But he wanted to tell me about he's just waiting for the time to drop something monumental. You know, that just shows you just scary, my dude. You scared. You're not really confident in your stuff. And, you know, I'm confident in whatever it is. I make a move, I make a decision, and I'm confident with it, and I go with it, and I tend to stick with it. You know what I'm saying? I tend to stick with my decision. It takes a lot to make me go ahead and turn around, but and go from it. I go with it, and I've made a lot of decisions, and a lot of things have happened or whatever, and I stay with a situation where I don't have any regrets, you know? The regrets, you having regrets in your past will haunt you. But what I do, I look at the decisions I made, and I might say, well, could I have done something differently there? And possibly, yeah, but would it really matter at this stage, at this point? So anyway, this is our show today. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. You know, be blessed. Have a productive week. Well, have a happy, safe, and healthy weekend. And I will be with you guys on Sunday for our Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And we're going to do a pretty good mix on that show. And so I'll get with your guys later. It's the Block Report with Tafar by XL. Peace, y'all.
You see a man's face, but you don't know his dog.